Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
All right, now we are officially going to start the backwards show. Now bear with me.
I'm bearing with you.
Because right now, we're in the get-go stages of the backwards show.
I'm following you, baby.
Now, if we're really going to do this, according to the absolute backwards way the show is supposed to be run,
right?
Now, this is off the record. We haven't officially started the backwards show yet. Bear with me.
Okay.
The way that we normally do it when we go into commercial is that we play like a tape from a movie or a TV show.
Right.
Then I play a song, and then we have the bumper,
yep.
Dude Walker saying, you know, they hate books, Don and Mike.
Right.
So, coming out of Stop Sets today, it will be dry, and I'll start the set by saying, we'll be right back. Going into commercials.
Attention, board ops around the country.
Going into commercials, I'll give Lisa a cue to hit the music. Then, the Dude Walker bumper. After that, it'll be the Wacky Faith, and then the network rejoiner.
My God, what a show.
So technically, that is...
That's how it's going to work.
That's backwards. So now that all of that has been said, and I think... We're going to try this. I don't know how long we're going to be able to go with this.
But we have to say goodbye.
And we're going to say goodbye right now. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, and
so
good
long.
Night. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And Rob?
Hey!
Please... Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney, Tyler, Moore.
Hey, great show today, guys.
You might just make it as
I hate to end a show like that.
Oh, man. Oh, that's bad luck.
All right, it's time for the last call of the day. Don't forget, be assertive now.
This is the time when you want to do it.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right.
That's the way to do it.
Well said. Hi, what's your name, my friend?
I'm Scott.
Who?
Scott.
Scott, where are you from?
Baltimore.
All right, Scott, here's what we have for you. Oh, great gay day in the morning. You've won the 61 prize pack. That, of course, is the number of Hummers that Billy Crystal gave to Mickey Mantle. 61, the HBO film premiering Sunday, April 28th. Mike, we're not quite done yet. Don't put your jacket on.
I'm sorry. I'm a little eager.
I know you are. 61 tells the inside story of the 1961 home run race between Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris. There's no way a gay movie about Billy Crystal
right.
and Mickey Mantle. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second. All right, now, sorry, we're out of time. Lisa? Hey, Lisa. Sorry, we're out of time.
We're waiting.
Hey, Lisa. Sorry, we're out of time, please. Turn off the music. God damn it, the backwards show is already effed up.
Ah, well, you knew it was going to be trouble.
Sorry, we're out of time.
No!
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Turn the music off, Lisa. Please. You've made me late already.
Is this Lisa's official second time running the board?
No, she runs it all the time. Now, this is confusing because she is back at home, and we're all the way in New York.
Yeah, and
right.
This is a very difficult task. I was going to say she did such a good job the last time. This is very challenging for
Lisa. She's very tired because it's the end of a busy day.
Yes, that's right. It's the end of the show.
Just for continuity, play the Sorry We're Out of Time again. Please.
Sorry We're Out of Time.
Yes. Buzz.
Finally, it couldn't sound stuffier. Diplomats from 34 countries meeting in Quebec for something called the Summit of the Americas. But there'll be strippers and lap dances.
All right.
Okay.
A local strip club owner is bringing in dancers from all over Canada to give $15 table dances at the summit. He says the diplomats will probably be traveling alone and that they will have expense accounts. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
All right.
In sports, the man Michael Jordan picked to coach of the Washington Wizards has resigned after a 92-98 season. Washington's used to a losing NBA team, so the announcement came as a surprise to many.
They blow. The Wizards blow.
Outgoing coach.
Hey, where are we going for dinner tonight, guys?
I think we should maybe go to Little Italy.
Little Italy.
Yeah.
Little Italy. Mulberry Street.
I think that's fantastic.
Great. Outgoing coach Leonard Hamilton says, and I quote, "I think it's the best interest of everybody that I allow their progress to move on with me going in another direction."
Leonard!
With me.
Leonard!
With me, because I'm the coach.
I'm going to the airport.
Hi. So the question is, will Mark Chmura play or quit?
Chewy.
Hi there.
The former Green Bay Packer has been cleared by the NFL to play again despite his trial on sexual assault charges involving a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, and I've selected my new agent there. Yeah, he's from Wisconsin. His name is Jim. and he's going to be my agent there because I heard him on the Don and Mike show on WNFL in Green Bay.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, he's a smart one there.
Yeah, he knows his way around the legal system. You better check that Chewy for VD.
Chmura knows that's not his only hurdle in that regard. His lawyer says Chimura's gotten interest from several teams, and there should be more after this weekend's NFL draft here in New York.
Hey, Chewy, what's that floating in the hot tub? Oh, that's not suds, Chewy.
That's DNA.
No. But the lawyer also says Chmura may not play again because of the neck injury that kept him out of most of the 1999 season.
Well, now what's the deal, Chewy? Are you going to make a comeback or not?
That's interesting, since two doctors have cleared Chmura to play again.
Yeah, but no one wants to touch him because he's like damaged goods.
Yeah, right. He's got that bad rap.
Thank you for the sports there, Buzz.
You bet.
Now, Lisa, play the music, please. Just any music. Anything off the CD.
Anything that's like lying around the studio,
you
there
know,
that you can find there.
Rob, did you?
No.
Okay, great. Okay, you got this, Lisa? Hey, Lisa, open the mic for a second. Are you with me? Hello? Okay, so when I give you the cue, you play the bumper. Immediately after the bumper, you play the wacky tape. Then you play the go to spots card. And when we come back, nothing out of the green card. Okay. Turn the music down. God damn, this is a mess.
What?
You okay. Think right now we would have it ironed out.
This is the worst backwards show we've ever done.
Well, you know, we got to iron out all the difficulties.
Okay, now Dude Walker.
The Sultans of Spunk, Don and Mike.
Now how about this lame-ass analysis?
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
That sucks. One more, Buzz.
Okay, let's make it this one.
Buzz, hold on a second.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
You know, I was calling to tell you how much I enjoyed the show today. It just kept getting funnier and funnier every single minute.
Thank you. You got to love our listening audience.
And the part where Buzz took off all of his clothes and ran around the studio singing YMCA.
Yeah.
It was even the floor.
It was strong. It was strong.
Thank you.
It was strong. And congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was a great one. Maybe the best show we've ever had today.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
We don't have a lot of time. We got to get to dinner.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, that's a bad line. It's been that way all day.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Don.
Yes, hi.
Buzz.
Hey.
What? Come on.
Okay. Dennis should be calling in about the next 10 or 15 minutes, Buzz, so watch out.
I think he was doing the Mike Don Buzz thing
backwards. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Hey,
all right.
Don?
Listen, I'm sorry. You know, I've had a very tough day dealing with you.
I know.
All day today, we've taken umpteen million dumb calls.
Sure. And about, 24 hours ago, you were on a plane. So, I mean, it's...
But you heard about that. Listen, that's old news.
I understand.
My story about being stranded at the airport.
Very so difficult. Though.
That's old news.
Yeah. And how about Rob's story about Buzz at the airport?
Listen, what are we doing, a rerun of the whole show today? Please.
I'm sorry.
Cover the ground.
Listen to the show.
Ever forward.
Listen to the show from beginning to end.
Yeah, no need to go backwards.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes, and Mike.
Don, Mike, Buzz, hey, listen, guys, I got to tell you, love the show today. I'm calling from the Bay Area, get out of Sacramento, and, hey, I finally got to hear the end of the show.
Wow. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's excellent. The end of the show. You just heard it.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we always run late at the end. Buzz, one more, please.
Let's make it this one. If Tom Green is to be believed, Drew Barrymore is pregnant. Green made the announcement last night on Jay Leno's show. Green said he got the news just before the taping.
That's going to be a pretty baby.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Now she'll get even fatter. You know, when I was at the hotel that I told you about earlier in the show.
Right.
The very fancy hotel.
The Fancy Lad Hotel.
The fancy hotel here in Manhattan.
The hotel where you have to wear short pants and knee socks.
For my money, it just cannot suck enough. It's got like 1,900 bath fixtures in there.
Yes, it does. It's in need of a good remodeling.
Yeah, the hotel just blows. But they do have great in-room movies, and I did watch... No bidet, Rob.
Oh.
No bidet. I had to do it the old-fashioned way. Just use my hand.
That's what I do.
Just use my hand and a towel. But I did finally watch Charlie's Angels on pay-per-view today.
How was it?
It sucked, but Tom Green was in it.
Ah. Tom Green? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
His name was Chad in the movie.
Chad.
Was it Chad?
I'm having surgery on my testicles.
Was it Chad?
Chad?
Was Chad the reason you left me? That's his character name. Chad. Was it the Chad? Was it the Chad man?
The Chad.
Was it Chad?
Yes, sirree.
What's his movie, I Got Fingered?
Freddy got Fingered. Right. Freddy got Fingered.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Tom Green got a lot of mileage out of his hoax marriage to Barrymore before they actually tied the knot, so who knows whether she's expecting or not.
But you know, and I know you do know this, Buzz, that they talk about getting married whenever Tom Green has a movie to promote.
Right.
I mean, like, the last time that they had all the talk about them getting married was when Road Trip was coming out.
Right,
and Road Trip was a big stinker.
Right, but they really are married now, apparently, so he got all the mileage out of that gag.
I'm trying to be as big as Drew Carey.
I don't know. I don't believe it. It's almost like when Andy Kaufman supposedly died.
Right.
For like the first 2 years, I didn't believe it.
We are really married.
Was it the Chad?
Would you like some sausages?
Daddy.
The Chad. We are really married. I swear to God we are. I'm looking in the camera with a funny face. Ooh.
Horse hockey. Everybody listens to the cowboy hat.
My father is Rip Torn.
Hank, I guarantee there's nothing in there.
Artie from the Larry Sanders Show. He's Artie from the Larry Sanders Show.
Tequila and Demerol, you ass.
Daddy,
good mix.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Drink it. Drink it by and step on your throat.
I love you, Drew. I want you to marry me. Please.
And then Drew says...
Oh, she farted again. A good Canadian fart.
And you know... Of all those girls in Charlie's Angels...
She's the skankiest.
Yeah, but Cameron Diaz has got the serious Joker smile happening.
We're actually going to have a big wedding reception, and Timothy Hutton's going to come over to our hotel room with Deborah Winger, and we're going to see who has the smelliest crotches. Because we all have that pasty crotch smell look. Drew Barrymore, Tom Green.
I think that the Chinese girl of the three Charlie's Angels was the hottest.
She's too clean. She's not like me. She's not like me, Tom Green.
Although, do you know that for the first half of the movie, I thought that she was the Japanese girl from The View?
No, that's Lisa Ling.
Lisa Ling, I really did. Right, who can tell?
I've actually gotten them confused as well.
Daddy.
Ooh.
Daddy.
Look at me, staring at the camera. Strange Tom Green. Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Was it the Chad?
Did I do something wrong? Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Buzz, Tom. What was this story about?
We were just talking about Tom Green and Drew Barrymore.
I'm working in a cheese sandwich factory.
Well, as David Letterman once said...
Do you think all those people in the other markets now realize that they're really missing... nothing by missing the end of the news every day.
Some have described this part of the show as the part of the show that is out of control. Oscar bait for Tom Green. Daddy, would you like some sausages? Daddy.
See, those of you who get cut off after 4 hours and don't get to hear the last part of the show,
right?
This is what happens. I mean, I don't know. Some of you perhaps were operating under the misnomer that Buzz actually just
presents the news, and we sit like good little boys and listen
silly
to him.
People.
Buzz, would you like to chase me with a hammer?
Yes, yes, I would, Tom.
Very good.
Was it the Chad, Buzz?
Yes, yes, it was.
Was it the Chad?
I will now suck on a calf. I will now milk a cow with my mouth.
That's your best stunt.
Very good.
As David Letterman once said, there's nothing better than sex with your ex. Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall would probably agree.
But did David Letterman really say that?
Yeah, he did years ago on TV, and I remembered it. It stuck in my mind.
I don't think he made it up, though.
The very thought of David Letterman having sex disturbs me. Just picturing him,
you're right,
pumping away.
One man's horror is another man's fantasy.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, David!
I didn't know you felt that way.
Oh, David!
Wow. Word is Mick Jagger and Jerry Hall have spent some nights together since the breakup, even though both have been dating around. Sources tell the Daily News that the Jerry's finally cooled down after the breakup over Mick's womanizing 2 years ago.
Did she take the mask off after the Joker sprayed her with acid?
No, she keeps the mask.
Isn't that Jerry Hall in that
movie? Yeah, that's right, in the original Batman, right.
They've even taken the kids to the Caribbean recently, but the source says they have no plans to get back together except for the occasional conjugal visits.
Hold on, let me see what everybody's calling. Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Goodbye, Mike and Don. I've been listening to your backwards show, and I heard that Paul McCartney is dead.
All right.
My God, is that true?
Goodbye. Hello, John and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, they're doing a horrible impression of Tom Green. I could do one a little better.
Let me hear it.
I'm sure.
Okay, it's... Daddy, would you like some sausage? I mean,
yours is much better.
That's a lot.
Ass.
Please. And you know, we should point out, neither one of us have done that before.
That sucks ass.
That sucks ass.
Daddy.
That sucks ass.
I will hone that and refine that.
Daddy, I will be Tom Green. I will be Tom Green.
Was it the Chad?
About there?
Was it the Chad?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Ann from Sacramento.
Hello, Ann.
Ann?
Hey, I know it's the
Hello,
end of the
Ann.
Show, but if you have just a couple more minutes, I live in Sacramento, and I really want to go to the Las Vegas Del Shoe with a man, and I was wondering, can you guys help me find a date?
I don't think we have time to do that today.
No, it's too late in the show today, honey. Call tomorrow.
Okay.
Call tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Call at the beginning of the show tomorrow.
Hello, Tom and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to call and scoop Buzz.
Come on, that's not fair. Please, that's not fair.
And he's too late for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right.
Buzz got all the news we needed.
That should have been at the beginning of the show. Buzz is almost done with the news now.
Covered
that. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Steve calling from Sacramento. I don't know what's going on, but I'm really drunk, and there are all these bottles sitting around. What am I going to do? It's only noon.
Oh, I get it. The guy, you know.
I got it, too. It just wasn't funny.
Right. Come on. Leave the driving to us. See, Jesus Christ, look what time it is. I don't know how this got away from us today. At what point did I lose control of the show today?
Well, that last call, we always get those weird calls at that hour. You know,
hello.
Yeah. Happy hour.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, technically, you're no longer 48 seconds. You're about 3 hours and 48 seconds on delay, so I'd just like to say hello to myself in the future.
Everybody's overthinking it a little bit.
Everybody's trying. Buzz, I'm sorry. Here, it's your news time, and as always, I'm drunken it up with these dumb phone calls.
That's all right. Nobody seems to like the movie Joe Dirt, and that apparently includes its star, David Spade. The New York Post says Spade was spotted Saturday night at a Los Angeles theater with some friends. The paper says that about halfway through the movie, Spade and his friends walked out of the movie.
Yeah. Call a David Spade. That's what I say.
I cannot believe he did this.
Quoting a paper source, it was that bad.
His brother hated it. Phil Dirt.
Oh, God.
And his other brother, the disc jockey, Phil M.
Phil M. All right.
Phil. And his other brother, Phil Tur.
Word has gotten out about a major plot.
Yeah, Phil Bin. Is that your final answer?
Oh, God, you're cute.
And then the confectioner.
Who's that?
Phil Amen. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I didn't want to participate anyway, and then it just went a little longer. And
I'm tired. I know. It's been a long day. You worked your ass off today.
I understand.
Word's gotten out about a major plot development on The Sopranos, and the actor who plays Tony Soprano is getting the blame. ABCNews.com has been reporting on the development this week and now says it got the word from James Gandolfini.
Yes, the guy.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
So the guy's going to be whacked?
Federico Castelluccio, who plays Furio, later told a radio interview, can I tell you something? James Gandolfini kids around a lot. It could have been all a joke. The website says that sounds more like spin control.
What did he say?
He said that the thing is, on this website,
right,
a major cast member of The Sopranos is going to be murdered.
An original cast member.
One of the original cast members.
Whacked.
And it's on the website.
And I haven't gone to the website because I don't want to know who it's going to be. I want to be surprised.
It better not be Paulie Walnuts. I will be pissed. What is the website, Buzz?
I thought of that. ABCnews.com.
It's an original cast member, so you can go right down the line. And if it's somebody getting whacked, it's got to be somebody who's like one of the soldiers. So it's got to be Christopher, Paulie Walnuts, Silvio, and that's pretty much it.
And because Christopher and Paulie Walnuts have been clashing lately, I'm thinking it's one of them. But like I said, I really have avoided going to that website because I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
You know what would be a curveball? If it would be Meadow, because they're doing so much with her character right now, and it would really be something no one would see coming.
But if it's whacked, you know, that's the vernacular.
No, that's a guy. That's one of the guys in Tony's crew. Hold on, I'm going to get on the web.
Hold on. You're not going to say it if you see it, are you?
Yes!
No, don't do that.
Why? See,
because that's horrible.
It's probably false.
Do it for your own knowledge. I want to know too. But
I'll say it.
Hold on a
second.
You'll be less popular than Stossel if you do that.
I don't care.
Not possible. Yeah, right. What was the address, Buzz?
ABCnews.com.
Now he's going to do it.
Here we go.
Now he's going to charge full speed ahead.
Of course I am.
Now it is a total priority.
Well, he has to now.
Oh, well, now how did this happen?
What?
Somehow I'm on scatlover.com.
Oh, I bookmarked that.
Essing and pissing. Personals, videos, images, warning adult website.
Yeah, baby.
SHI gallery.
Man,
Turbo
is...
pictures, scat men, scat women, scat couples.
That's your homepage.
It is too late in the day for this stuff. Honest to God.
That's
Livia
Soprano, isn't it?
Oh, my God. On scatlover. Oh, and look at that. Oh, there is someone who has their mouth up to someone else's Duke and is... actually pulling a Raymond Burr.
Yum, yum.
Man, we're going to dinner.
Right,
come on.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. All right, let's try this again.
ABCnews.com.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Here we are.
This is not a goof this time. See, it's coming up. ABCnews.com.
But, all right, let's see what's happening.
Transferring document, 13%. Okay, Good Morning America, World News Tonight, 2020. There's a goddamn Sopranos thing.
Ages 11.
Hold on. I am getting an instant message from Charles Broyhill.
He's already found out, hasn't he? He likes that kind of stuff. Does he already know who it is?
No. He says you can't say a word that I said. Hold on, let me write him back.
Did?
I know, the word for watering the garden.
Yes. Did you...
You're instant messaging him back. You're iMessaging him back.
Dump it.
You know, this is never the kind of thing that happens at the beginning of the show.
No, well, you know, we're all tired.
Crankiness.
Did you dump it?
A lot of travel.
Did you dump it? Been a long day. Don's trying to communicate, even though they're in rooms right next to each other.
I know, and I don't know why he had that. You know, because he's Charlie Broyhill. He says, "I hope they did." Okay.
All right. Thanks.
That would be the inflection was wrong, and in it would be his response would have been, "I hope they did."
There you go. You
see what he might have said, "I."
Can you see what I just IM'd him back?
No, I don't see. I know Buzz, but I would think he would say it like, "I hope they did."
I hope they did.
Do you see what I just instant messaged him back?
I know how to do the inflection on that.
Yeah. F you.
F you.
All right, hold on a second. Let me see. International money, U.S.
Money.
Christ. Oh, look at the font he's now instant messaged me back with this. F you, too.
I can't see it, but you boys better start behaving.
All right, hold on a second.
You two are taking a time out.
Entertainment. That's where it would be. Click on entertainment.
Christ, I'm the worst at this.
Entertainment. Okay, Entertainment Index. Here we go. Coming up. Who's getting whacked on The Sopranos?
You know, whenever I get an instant message from Charlie Broyhill, I just read what I want to read.
Okay, here we go. Hitman responds.
Do you have the answer?
I'm looking now. Is Soprano Vow of Silence? Mm-hmm. Here we go. Get ready for the slowest page in the world. We're warning you again. Okay.
Is it there?
I'm so happy. If that's true, I'm so happy.
Well, now I know who it is. I didn't even read it, and I know who it is.
I'm so happy if it's true.
Yeah, well, we know now.
Well, really, am I that transparent?
Well, we all know who it is. We all know who you hate in the original cast.
Who?
I'll write it down. Give me a pen.
Who do I hate? Who do I hate from the original cast?
Okay.
There's my pen.
Yes, that's right, Mike. That's right. Buzz? Yes, that's right. That's right.
Hey,
Christopher.
Right.
Oh, God. Please, anybody could go to the website and look it up themselves. Christopher, besides, who knows if it's true or not?
Right. It's probably not true. You know what? Everything in the last year that has been on a website has been BS.
That's true.
They usually do it. They use these leaks to create more hype for shows like Survivor. All the stuff from Survivor was crap.
But do you know that on this year's Survivor, there is some website that's predicted who's getting voted off every single week?
It's true. Really?
There is some website. I don't know if Survivor sucks.
Now, are they doing it just because they're skilled at...
Nobody knows if they know because they're skilled at guessing. Somebody says it's because they look at the way that the show is cut up in the montages and who has more facial hair and...
Wow.
And, you know, on Survivor, which incidentally is going to be on momentarily if we don't shut the hell up because we're running way over tonight... You know, I just found this out about Survivor, that there for the last episode, nobody knows who the last Survivor is on this one.
Right.
No one can tell.
Not even the contestants.
Right, because the last one is going to be live.
Okay.
They're
going to
do the voting live in Los Angeles, so there's no way a secret could get out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'll help.
So they had what happened there, Father Time?
I was drinking. I was swallowing my beverage.
Have they had to wait all this time since they got out of Australia then?
Yes.
So they don't know who the big winner is yet?
No, they don't, because they're all going to get together in 3 weeks in Los Angeles for a live broadcast where it's going to come down to two, and they're going to have a live on-air vote.
You know, that's almost not fair, because now the contestants are watching it on TV, so they're seeing precisely what the directors and producers want them
correct.
To see.
Right. Correct.
That's neat.
Exercise and you'll live longer. Don't exercise and you may live longer still.
Sure.
Hi.
I'm skeptical.
Hi. Hi. I don't have time.
No, hi.
Of course not.
Turkey. This is Pete Johnson from WAW.
When I was young, I'd run around and play ball.
What?
Stickball. Stickball in the street.
With an egg cream.
In Brooklyn.
A German scientist says you should spend half your free time goofing off because loafing is a great way to beat stress, and stress kills.
Well, now, see, that doesn't make sense because Germans are efficient.
Usually, as far as we know, that's what we hear.
That's the stereotype.
All you have to do is lie on einen Couch.
Aye.
In his study, The Joy of Laziness, Professor Peter Axt says people who would rather laze in a hammock instead of running a marathon have a better chance of living into old age.
There is einen egg cream.
He says moderate exercise, like walking, is good, but he says stress is bad and that being a couch potato is the cure for that. Quoting another professor, he's nuts. You'll have to be active. You can't always veg around. You'll get fat. That's unhealthy.
I will be on to Davenport.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, God's Radios.
Hi.
Mike and Don.
Hi.
Hey, why don't you really make it a backwards show? Don, you go out tonight and hit some golf balls and go to a buffet. And Mike, you go find some guy and drink vodka, an English guy, and dance gay with him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello there. You had something incorrect about Survivor.
What's that?
They've already voted, and they, quote, sealed the envelopes, and only to be opened on the live show.
Very cool. Really? Because I heard that they were doing the voting live.
That's what I had read.
Where'd you read it?
It was in the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, you can't believe that,
well,
please. That's the worst newspaper in the world.
The Bee.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How can you trust any newspaper that's named after an animal?
Yeah, what you should do, you should read their sister publication, the Sacramento Sea.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, way to go, guys.
What?
Kicking that guy's ass earlier in the show. That guy was a jerk, man.
Yeah, you're right. Okay,
he deserved it. You got to rule.
Try to move forward. Talk
you're tiring
you.
Of those calls, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, my God. I was just calling to say thanks for my VIPs yesterday, dude.
You got your VIP tickets for the big show?
Oh, my God, yes.
Is this the guy who really talks like this, who called yesterday and we had the conversation with on the air?
No, Don. I'm a first-time caller, 3-year listener, brother.
Which show will you be attending in the VIP section?
The 27th at the amphitheater.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, in Sacramento. All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, dude.
Oh, hey, can I tell my buddy Alan I'm giving him the VIP with him?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure you can. And Buzz has got some weed for you. And some X. Hold on a second. Hold on. You know, it's always a mistake to go to the phones this late in the show.
Yeah, it's that weird hour.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
It's all right.
Buzz, what's next?
New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is expected to forge ahead with a ban on booze at the city's many street festivals.
Oh, now, Rudy, what are you thinking?
Where's he going? Mental? Nothing but objections. At a hearing yesterday, a dozen groups protested the plan, and no one spoke in favor of it. The mayor's hoping to avoid the kind of trouble that followed last year's Puerto Rican Pride Parade.
Well, you know, okay. Okay. Wow. I think the problem was the booze there.
We hear you.
Okay.
The guy behind the taste,
you know what I'm saying?
The guy behind the Taste of Times Square says, I already have agreements in place for this year, and this ban screws me. Organizers of the very popular New York City Oyster Festival say that event will be canceled if the ban becomes reality.
You know what I'm saying? Never mind. Buzz, we got to do a break, and we'll be right back. Now the music, Lisa. And now,
how about you, Don and Mike? Semper Fi.
Right, and now the wacky tape.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Daddy! Daddy, can I be a sausage? I was on MTV. I'd like to be on the fire. I'd like to be on the fire.
Less than 3 months ago, a kid in Torrington, Connecticut set himself on fire after seeing the show. Now,
Torrington, is that in Canada?
No, it's in Connecticut. And now a boy in Hartford has suffered second-degree burns from duplicating the same stunt.
I think there's a Torrington, Ontario. Was it the Chad? Was it the Chad? Daddy, I am on fire.
Oh, there's another thing in Charlie's Angels where he sings, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
This latest boy, 11 years old, says he wrapped a petroleum-soaked rag around his leg and ignited it with a cigarette lighter.
Petroleum jelly.
My leg is on fire, Daddy.
The fire burned his pants and his skin before it was put out. The injuries were not too serious, fortunately. The boy was treated at a hospital and immediately released.
Buzz, hold on. You know, I have no idea why the phones are going so nutty at this time of the show. Hello, Don and Mike.
That's real. That's the best backwards
yes,
part.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, you remember talking to me earlier today?
We do indeed.
Yes.
You?
Yeah, sure.
I was the caller 100. I had won the secret sound, and when they were taking my information, where to send the $500, they disconnected me.
Well, I'm sorry. Why don't you tell everybody again, since we haven't announced it recently, what the secret sound was?
The secret sound was a Coke can opening.
Fantastic.
Right.
Congratulations yeah. on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep looking for your money, honey.
Oh, still keep looking?
Keep looking.
I'll give you the address. Right
yeah, we'll put you on hold and you can talk to Charlie Broyhill.
Sure, hold on a second.
Don,
yes.
I thought the secret sound was that of a pushy bitch.
No. Rob.
Well, there's a whore, Rob.
Oh, I'm a whore. Horror.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What?
My mistake.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to advance a theory on The Sopranos. If you guys remember the advertisements that came out at the beginning of the season, it was on the Atlantic City boardwalk and a stripe going right down the middle of the boardwalk. And some people were on the right side of the boardwalk with Tony, and there were like five or six on the other side of the stripe.
Yeah, this reminds me of like when the Beatles were walking across.
But if you look at it, it's pretty much broken down, just like that stripe.
But in the debut episode of The Sopranos, we discussed the fact that they are not averse to putting like symbolism in there and
right.
making you think, doing hidden people, and you know, like when you saw
a big pussy.
Right.
Yeah. Right, and he's actually in the advertisement on the other side of the stripe with Christopher and a few others, and Ralphie's straddling it in the middle.
And Christopher's barefoot.
You know, and I feel bad for Big Pussy. I was reading in the New York Post today, or whatever paper it is that they're
signing.
Yeah, that he's going to be at a bookstore or a cigar shop, one of the two in Manhattan tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a cigar shop.
And it's a line of cigars, some cheapo line of cigars, and he's going to be autographing boxes of cigars.
I'd like to see the people standing in line for that one.
It'll be hot.
Because it's The Sopranos.
Oh, sure.
It'll be hot.
He's not even on The Sopranos anymore.
Well, he was in the mirror.
Yeah, technically he was on the first episode of the year.
Much beloved.
And you know he's going to come back and haunt Tony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor you.
Oh, come on. Big pussy in the mirror. I'm losing my marbles.
British reporters are ganging up on an American reporter over his criticism of the host of The Weakest Link. New York Post TV critic Adam Buckman called for Ann Robinson to be voted off the show.
Can I help you, sir?
Yes.
There's
someone at the door?
Apparently not. He's certainly gone away.
Send him in.
May I help you, please, sir?
Please, come in, sir.
Please.
Rob, I think you know the rule on this show.
We have an open door policy.
Yes, we do. Yes.
Come on, welcome, friend.
May I help you? Hey, you know what? Hey, we were talking about him yesterday on the Letterman show. This is either Muji Bar or
Dirigil. Which one are you?
Say hi.
I'm Jesse Traffic Marger.
No, you must talk and talk loud.
Traffic. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Jesse Traffic Marger, N-E-W-N-I. Just say hi.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Well, we are on the air. We were just, kind of... You're not okay. All right. So you just wanted to.
For me. That's it.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to? This is radio. We need you to talk into the microphone.
How you doing?
Okay.
A little shy.
Okay, Rob. Yeah. Rob, when he thank you. When he leaves,
thanks so much.
Post a sign, Rob. Americans only.
Oh my.
And thanks for dressing. No foreigners allowed. Excuse me, Buzz. I'm sorry. Yes. The guy was standing in front of the door.
I saw.
And he was waving.
Right.
Waving, looking, staring.
Open palm waving, looking at the door. I mean, for goodness sakes, we've been at WNAW for nearly 4 hours today.
I understand this. You're just like our station in Washington. Tight as Tupperware security.
Right. And it's way after hours, man. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's weird when a guy's wandering the halls this late in the show.
Should be gone by now. Very friendly, though. A New York Post critic, Adam Buckman, and Robinson to be voted off the show Weakest Link. He called her rude, nasty, mean, and a disaster, and he said he hopes she falls flat on her face. So today, British newspapers said the American doesn't get the joke, and in an editorial, one British paper said American critics are furious that the Brits are conquering U.S. television with their game shows.
I'm going to tell you, I hate both of them.
No.
Almost said I'm going to go on record. The British people are right to a point that this guy, Adam Buckman, does not get the joke because he's calling her legitimately rude, and the Brits are saying, well, it's all just a joke, and our criticism of that show is that it's not real. It's not real hostility.
Did you read the follow-up column today, though? The guy... When he got all the publicity in Britain,
right.
He wrote a column today where he knows that it's fake.
Right.
What he wrote in the column today was, at the end of every show, she smiles and winks at the camera, mm-hmm. as if to say, hey, you know,
everything's okay.
It's a gag.
Mentioned that yesterday.
So he knows that.
Well, I
she's
read
not
that.
Really a bitch.
But the thing about it is that he attacked her initially with that angle, and he was kind of backtracking a little bit on that. When he really came out and said she's too rude, and he compared her. When a guy writes the statement that she's not fit to lift the boots of Regis Philbin,
well,
I get a little concerned.
It is right. Everybody is fit to lift the boots of Regis Philbin. Jesus.
Well, one British paper wrote, Britain is a great country because it is full of Annie Robinsons. The Mirror salutes cocky little chancers like her. The paper went on to tell the host, give those Yanks a good spanking.
The thing that made me laugh in that guy's column, Bob Buckman is the guy's name?
Adam Buckman, right.
His constant references to bad meat. Contaminated meat. You know, I'll send you some meat.
Buckman! USA.
Get me Buckman!
Well, for whatever reason, Americans have taken to the British import. The Weakest Link continued to dominate the ratings Tuesday night and again last night. Tuesday night, it kept 100% of the Fraser audience, and on all three nights, the ratings grew in the second half hour of the show. And last night, the show had twice the audience of each of its competitors. Says one industry expert, NBC has not had anything that's worked on Monday since 1995. They've finally got something that has promise. NBC's now preparing to release The Weakest Link as a video game.
Well, I hope Leah comes on the show, because they might need the pub.
Absolutely.
They might need it, because that's the time slot it's going to end up in, is Monday night at 8 o'clock.
You think now, are you starting to think maybe it is going to be a hit after all?
No, I think people will grow tired of it.
I sure hope so.
It sucks. I mean, it really sucks.
Yeah, I hate it.
The show is no good.
I do not understand the fascination with it so far. First Lady Laura Bush says she helped pick the White House staff on Larry King last night. She said W consulted her on his choices.
Where'd she pick him?
She said, she said the two of them.
Bush.
She says that she and W sometimes gossip about people after hours.
George.
Mrs. Bush.
George.
Yes, Laura?
I think the one man who works down the hall might be a faggot.
I think you're right, honey. I'll fire him tomorrow. You know, here in our White House, we've got a policy of total intolerance. Anybody's different. I got a letter from a young man from Vienna, who writes, W, your policy of intolerance, not tolerating people of a different makeup, religiously, sexually,
right.
is something that makes me proud to be an American.
Is that from that nice boy, Rob Spiewak?
Signed, Robert Spiewak.
Uh-huh.
Keep up the great work and keep discriminating. Hatred is my mistress.
And also, I've got to tell you something else, George.
Yeah, what's that, Laura?
I'm worried about AIDS in the White House.
We're concerned about AIDS in our White House. Hey, Laura.
Yes, George.
Look at this.
It's the White House staff. you know I don't touch that.
Oh, come on now.
No.
You don't want to have a meeting with the White House staff?
Don't force my head down there.
Come on now. How about just a quickie?
No.
Just a quickie meeting with the White House staff.
I told you it tastes icky.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you never talk to the White House staff anymore. You didn't talk to the governor's staff either.
You don't talk to my staff either. Oh. Why don't you talk to the yeast?
Speak to the yeast.
Yes. I mean, speak to the yeast.
I tell you, you're...
Speak to my cabinet.
You are. You're seriously salty dog, Laura, for a school marm. You're my little school marm.
Speaking of the salty dog...
Oh, man. The White House staff wants to go see the salty dog, Madam Librarian. Come on now. Come on, let's do it like Bow Wow. Let's do it like Millie.
Oh.
Daddy's dog.
Mrs. Bush says her husband's sense of humor has gotten him through most of the situations he's faced since becoming president.
You're so funny, W.
I know I'm funny, but the White House staff needs some relief. They need some relief troops.
She said the only thing that makes life in the White House less than perfect is the shortage of Tex-Mex food.
How about this, Laura? I'll make a deal with you. All you have to do is shake hands with the White House staff.
Okay, hold on. Let me get on the intercom for a moment. Yes, hi, this is Mrs. Bush. I need some plastic gloves, please.
All right. It's a hot time in the White House tonight.
In the Oval Office.
Fantastic.
Hello?
Very...
Oh, I want them to be the big Playtex ones, the rubber ones.
Have Dick Cheney bring up some baby oil.
I'm tired of talking to the Secretary of Hand
Motion. Oh, man, that's his best job. Fantastic. She's going to shake hands with the White House staff. I'm so happy. You've made me happy, Madam Librarian.
When it comes to talks with the Chinese, we're not getting anywhere, but we're making good time.
Well, I wish we had our Chinese tapes here today.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Where we left this yesterday, the U.S. was saying there's no point in continuing the talks because the first meeting was unproductive.
But
since then, there it is.
Yeah, that was great.
The American negotiator.
It's Brazilian.
But since we last spoke, the Chinese agreed to at least discuss the prompt return of our crippled spy plane.
Hey, there you go.
So the two sides had another meeting today, and although nothing's been settled, U.S. officials are not using the word unproductive anymore.
Booyah!
All they will say is it was a business-like meeting.
Booyah! Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Oh, I'll bet I have your attention with these words. Lesbian scene, Jennifer Aniston, and Winona Ryder.
Halfway, yeah. Winona Ryder has never done it for me.
She does it for me.
One skinny, pasty broad.
She is hot.
But Jennifer Aniston, yeah, you know that.
I knew that. NBC is feeling the heat from Survivor and CSI, and it's losing its grip on must-see TV night.
Must-see TV. Daddy, do I have BD?
So, in an upcoming episode, Jennifer Aniston's Rachel runs into an old college friend and remembers what the two of them did on one alcohol-fueled night back in college.
Oh, ooh. So they have a... Winona Ryder and Jennifer Aniston and who?
Just the two of them.
Oh, yes!
Now, do you think they'll show Winona Ryder nursing?
They haven't said what they're going to show and what they're not going to show, but setting up a storyline like this and considering the beating they're taking from Survivor...
Winona, ride her!
Yes.
Get it? Winona, ride her!
Uh-huh.
Right.
The episode airs next week head-to-head against Survivor at the start of the May Sweeps rating.
Very exciting!
You know, if you're going to do a lesbian thing with Jennifer Aniston, how can you leave those tatas out?
Well, I think you have to, but of course there are limitations, much like on this show when we try to do our homosexual scene.
I hope there's no Aniston. Okay, I hope it's all Aniston.
Yes, Jennifer Aniston.
Now listen, Lisa, hit the music, but hold off on the Dude Walker for a second. Because I want to say... Buzz's News and Comment tonight is brought to you by Egars.com.
Yeah!
Visit Egars.com for great deals on Hoyo de Monterrey, Excalibur, and Punch 5-packs. 5 premium cigars for as little as $19.95. Order online or call 877-81-EGARS. Okay, roll it.
You'll laugh until your nipples bleed. The Don and Mike Show.
We're concerned about AIDS inside our White House. Make no mistake about it.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to our backwards show. Fantastic. That was very professional.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Coming up, Jennifer Aniston and lesbian love.
Oh, lesbolo.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzy.
He made it up.
It's been an exciting show.
It has. Boy, I can't believe news time has come up so quickly.
God, I hope we don't go an hour and 15 minutes like we always do with the news, or we will never get out of here on time today.
I'd sure like to see the city tonight.
Yeah. I'd like to see the beginning of a Survivor tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. I forgot. There's the difference.
Yeah, there
yeah. Back to the room TV. What a day.
Okay, I think we are going to push down the third wall just for a moment.
Okay.
Really? Yeah. I mean, we're still going to stick with the formatics of doing the backwards show.
Right.
Right. But
you know how you can get around it? Just a suggestion. I know you.
Okay. No. That's all right.
You know what I forgot to tell you? That's how you can get around it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But all the stuff that we're going to talk about now is stuff we normally talk about in the first break.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's
which should be the last break today.
But you know, you say, you know what I forgot to tell you?
Okay. All right. Because we've got some time now just to do the show before Match Game 2001, which you've already heard today.
Yeah, you liked that.
And we had a big winner.
With the two major New York celebrities playing with us.
Very exciting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike,
yeah.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Dave with Loudon. I was just wondering, do you guys prefer Common Green or Jackass?
Yes.
Tom
yes.
Green.
Yes, we do. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Great news, Don and Mike.
What's that?
I'm now doing my morning show at night. Bye.
Get out of here, Doug.
Hey,
hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
All right, I got a comment on that silly ass, Weakest Link show, the strategy behind it. Because I watched one show, okay,
yeah,
and that was the one where that black chick was acting smart with a girl.
Oh, you mean the girl who was the
law student?
The lawyer.
Yeah, right.
Right, right. Now, check this out. If that guy was kicking their ass for all those segments, right?
Oh, you mean the nerdy? Hold on. You mean the nerdy guy who looked like Andy Dick?
Right.
Okay.
Right. So why didn't the two girls vote him off?
I don't know.
And
Thank
then
you.
Fight against themselves?
I don't.
But since he was so
know.
Smart.
You're analyzing it too much. I don't know. It was a show that was on 2 days ago.
I hate that show.
Hello, no. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, if they won't let you call it the cooter shooter, maybe you can call it the twat put.
The twat put.
It's an Olympic event.
No,
good.
And they let us call it the cooter shooter. They just didn't want cooter shooter like a million times in a row yesterday.
And they didn't want you saying specifically that a banana will be flying out of her
vagina.
Word eliminated.
Right, oh. Right. Listen, Mike, I know what I forgot to tell you about.
What did you forget to tell us? Because, I mean, you went over so much earlier in the show.
Way in the opening, I forgot to tell you. I felt like such a dope yesterday. You know, I left the show early. I did the move that Mike normally pulls on Friday when we're at WNEW.
You can't call me Mike when you're talking about that. If I'm pulling a move, you have to call me by my proper name.
Oh, Golden Boy.
The Golden Boy.
So normally on Fridays, when we're up in Manhattan, Golden Boy...
Jibo
will leave early so he can catch his train, right?
Right.
Well, normally when we come up to NEW, here's the schedule that we're on. We get up very early on Thursday morning.
Right.
We schlep to Alzheimer's Airport in D.C. we take the Delta shuttle.
Right.
We get here. It takes an hour and a half to get into town. We rush to the hotel. We rush to the radio station. So this time I thought, now I'm going to use the superior knowledge. What I'm going to do is fly up on Wednesday night.
Beat that morning rush hour at the airport, because there is a rush hour at the airport.
Yes. Because I figured that I'm taking the shuttle that leaves at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be in New York at 9 o'clock to get from LaGuardia to Midtown. 25-minute stops. I'm going to be in my hotel room by 9:30 last night.
Easy.
So I left the show last night at 7 o'clock, thanks to Mike and Rob and Buzz for handling that. And I was happily driving down the road thinking to myself,
this is what it's like to be the golden boy.
Really, really was driving down thinking, this is what it's like to be able to leave the show early just because, you know, I've got different travel plans.
Right.
So I get out to Altimer Airport.
You.
No, you. I get to Altimer's Airport. And there is, you know how when we take the shuttle up, guys, there's 156 people on the plane
right, yeah.
every time. It is like Schindler's List. It is packed tight.
I would expect, seriously, it to be empty at that time of night.
There were 14 people in line for the airplane.
Cool.
It was a beautiful thing to see. And I'm standing, and of course, even with 14 people, I stood in line. I stood right up front
right.
and waited for the plane to all the people to get out of the people who are coming from New York to D.C.
Sure.
And then when they said we're ready to board, I got on and I got the right up front spot. Beautiful. And I'm thinking, man, this is teeth because it is 10 after 8. We're only 10 minutes delayed leaving. The pilot gets on and says, hey, great news. We're going to have a clear flight to New York tonight.
Yeah, the weather was great for flying.
We're going to make it to New York in 38 minutes tonight.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, God damn, I'm a genius. I am a genius. So as we're sitting there waiting for the plane to take off, at this point, a guy comes in. Now, there are only 14, 15, 16, 17 people on this flight. A guy comes in. And there are rows, there are, behind me, there are 5, 6, 7 rows where no one's sitting.
Empty.
Yeah, I was sitting in the very front, the aisle seat on the right-hand side of the very first row.
Which I understand based on my lunch earlier today, a long time ago it seems like, with Charlie and Rob.
Hours ago, Mike.
That bulkhead area is the hot area of the airplane.
Well,
where everybody wants to be.
You got the extra leg room up there, and you're guaranteed to be the first on and the first off the airplane,
mm-hmm.
even if there's 15 people on the plane.
Right.
So this prick comes by, and I know he worked for the Discovery Channel because he had a Discovery Channel jacket on, and he had two Discovery Channel bags, and he says to me, is anyone sitting there? And I said, well, no, but I turn around and there are three empty rows behind me. I said, but there's empty rows back there. He said, yeah, but I like sitting right up front. Besides, you could move. And at that point, it became...
F him. No, F him. You got it.
At that point, it became, you know, like almost like I'm an animal and I'm urinating on my tire. I said, no, you know what? I like sitting right here on the aisle, so be my guest. So the guy comes over and sits down, so there's a chair in between us. He's in the far chair to the right by where the window is. The first thing the guy does is take off his shoes.
Oh, you hate that.
Takes his shoes off and, I swear to God, starts rubbing his feet.
Which is, I know from traveling with you, is the single worst thing that can happen on an airplane.
And listen to this. He's got his shoes off and he's rubbing his feet. And then he's like going... Oh, like this with his hands all over his face going, God, what a dirt.
Well, he might awaken this morning with his eyes just completely closed.
What a dirt. And now they turn the engines on and you hear the bing, 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 bing. And the girl comes over and she says to this guy, excuse me, you're going to have to put your bags in the overhead bin. And rather than just say, sure, I'd be glad to, this guy, as he's rubbing his feet and rubbing his hands on his face, he says, why? She says, well, because you're sitting in the first row and you can't put it underneath the seat. So the guy goes like, here's the move. He reaches underneath, takes these two large Discovery Channel bags, and gives them to the waitress, to the stewardess. Like she's the valet in the spray.
It's the world according to him.
So I give her a look like, what a prick.
Right.
And she gives me a look back that indicates, yes, he's a prick. So at this point, I figure, well, I'm Prince Valiant. I stand up and I say, here, let me give you a hand with that. She says, no, I'm fine. And I said, no, let me give you a hand. And I go right across the aisle where no one's sitting. And I open up the bin. And this guy is sitting there with his shoes off, watching as I load his bags into the cross overhead bin thing.
Did you get a thank you?
No, nothing from the guy.
Of course not.
I got nothing.
You know what would have been funny? If you took his bags... You know, when we're on an airplane, I can be a lot meaner than you, can't I? I just thought of that. I would take them halfway down the airplane and put them in the overhead bin over there, but especially since he didn't give you a thank you.
No, so I sit down, and at that point, the plane starts to move like we're taxiing to take off. And the pilot comes on and says,
prepare, you know, for imminent doom. You know, stewardesses, you know, strap yourself into those little chairs.
Right.
And what he did was he took us on a tour of the airport. I realized about 10 minutes into this journey that all he was doing was driving about 5 miles an hour in a big circle all the way around the airport because we never got to the runway. We were just driving and driving and driving. And now,
are you sure there weren't, like, a gazillion planes in front of you?
I'm looking out the windows, and I'm seeing nothing.
Nothing.
I'm seeing nothing. And now it's 8:30. The plane is a half hour late taking off, but we're still driving, and the guy's made no announcement. So I figure, well, he's just trying to find the runway. 8:40.
That's always comforting.
8:40, the plane stops, and the engines go off. And the captain gets on the radio and says,
Hi, folks. This is Captain Smiley. We've got a small problem. There are high winds at LaGuardia Airport tonight, and they've only got one runway open. So right now, we're not cleared to take off. We'll have an update for you at the top of the hour. Just sit back and relax, and we should be on our way at 9 p.m.
Always amazes me, you know, that that's the way it is. On those short hops, they'll delay your takeoff based on the traffic up at LaGuardia. I mean, that's what they do.
So it's now 8:40, and we're not supposed to take off until 9 o'clock, and everybody is pissed, and everybody, myself included, is getting on the cell phone and calling people and saying, you know, I can't believe this crap. But nobody's throwing a bigger fit than Mr. Discovery Channel, who's sitting next to me.
Oh, the busy man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, everyone else who's speaking on their cell phones, you can hear them, but they're not yelling.
Right.
This guy is making a point of speaking at a very loud register where he's saying stuff like, I've got to be in Manhattan for a meeting. This is totally unacceptable. This is why I should have taken the train. This is why this airline stinks. I can't believe this. Blah, blah. And he's going on and on and on and on. 9 o'clock comes. The pilot gets back on. And now, by now, he's got the door open.
Right.
To the cockpit. So you can actually see him in there as he's turning around to address everybody on the plane, and he's on his little headset, and he says,
folks, I'm afraid I got some bad news. There still is no word from LaGuardia, so we are just going to have to sit here, TFN. We're going to ask the crew to go down and start the beverage cart down the aisle. You are free to turn on your handheld electronic devices. I'll let you know as soon as we get some closure on the situation.
Oh, my God. Then you're trapped. You're a prisoner.
Thank you for your patience.
Wow.
Now, at this time, they come down the aisle, and they announce that if you want some hooch, it's free.
Right.
They're not going to charge you. And I said to the guy, hey, how about a whole can of Diet Coke? Rather than the usual Delta Airlines, you know,
sure,
6 ounces in a 7-ounce glass.
They went along with that,
yeah,
I'm sure.
So they were fine, and it was interesting listening to the pilot. Because he had the door to the cockpit open, and you could hear him arguing with the people at National Airport. It's much like that movie,
Pushing Tim,
where you hear him talking to the air controller saying, listen, I've been on the ground now for 1 hour and 20 minutes. Can I go, or should these people get off the airplane and do something else? And you would hear the guys on the radio come back and say,
nah, just maintain your position, Delta 15822. We'll get back to you.
Oh, boy.
So at 9:30, now this is an hour and a half after the plane's supposed to leave, the pilot comes on and he says,
hi, everybody, this is Captain Smiley. I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is apparently the situation at LaGuardia has cleared up, and they've gotten clearance from our hub down in Atlanta that it's okay to fly. However, the news has not yet reached up here to Washington, Alzheimer's, and Reagan National Airport. So as soon as the people from Atlanta can tell the people from D.C. it's okay, we'll be taking off momentarily.
Oh, my God.
So we're still sitting. We are still sitting. And now even I'm getting pissed.
Right.
Because what the pilot is saying is, it's okay to fly to LaGuardia. The people from Delta Airlines in Atlanta have called him up on the radio and told him it's okay.
Right.
But the people at Alzheimer's Airport in D.C., they don't have the news yet.
Oh, God.
So we're still sitting and we're still waiting. And in the meantime, maybe the fattest man that I have ever seen on an airplane in my life gets up and goes to the bathroom. Now, this is really funny. This guy, when he sat down, he asked for two seat extensions.
Okay.
I heard him ask for two, and I heard him say that the seat belts on Delta are the smallest of any major airline. he made a point of,
right.
of announcing it.
Sure.
I need two because yours are the absolute smallest. You know.
No.
So we've got our break.
Right.
And the guy goes into the head. The guy is obviously in there taking a number two.
Ew!
Because the guy goes in, and he's in there starting at about 9:40. Well, all of a sudden at 9:45, the captain gets on and says, "Great news, everybody. We've been cleared for takeoff to LaGuardia Airport. Flight attendants, please prepare. Everybody, let's buckle the seatbelts and let's get going." And you see the male waitress. There were two female waitresses and one male waitress.
Right.
The male waitress who... If he wasn't gay, then if Jesus wasn't Jewish,
wow.
This guy had...